Time now to catch up with Jeff from Acela Wine. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Peter, and good morning to all our listeners.
And what's happening in the wonderful world of wine, mate?
Beautiful day here today, Peter. Absolutely gorgeous, sunny. And you know, we've been busy for quite a while, but now the government, of course, is squeezing again, brought in new regulations. And, yeah, so we've had several groups scheduled for Saturday, cancelled. And, you know, I just, look, I shake my head, Peter, as we've talked many, many times. And we've only had 14 cases in New South Wales last week. That means you've got 1.5 million chance, you know, of even, you know, somebody being infected. I mean, it's just incredibly stupid to penalize everybody in the manner they do.
Mate, social did you see the story of apparently some people who went to Queensland and lied about what they were doing and turned out that they were active, you know? Come on, guys, you know, there's a reason these things are in place, you know, like get over it and obey the rules.
Yes, well, that's it. It's people's stupidity. I mean, look, it's, you know, a security firm in Victoria. I mean, those guys, those security people, they should be charged with manslaughter, Peter. They're going to kill, you know, 30 people at least in Victoria by their, you know, disregard, not just of common sense and of social distancing, but of the law. You know, and I mean, they've got a responsibility. What's the difference between that and fraternizing with prisoners in jail?
I don't know why they do it. Like, there was apparently, I believe, a female, I don't know, who went to several restaurants, churches.
Yeah, I know, funerals,
I'm all right, Joe, blow you. Yeah, well, blow her.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Peter, what can you do? I see that the average in the U.S. is declining over the last week or so, slowly, but seem to be on top. And, you know, it's like, you know, and I noticed that Trump has chosen or is going to choose Biden, however you want to pronounce him, Joe Biden is going to choose a female running mate for his run at the presidency. But I think he's doomed, Peter. Did you see the poll in the paper the other day? Even 20% of his electorate, which are the Democrats, believe that he has dementia.
No.
Now, if 20% of the Democrats believe he has dementia, you can bet that it'll be 95% of the Republicans believe he has dementia.
Yeah.
So they're saying now that whoever his running mate is going to end up president because, you know, Joe Biden won't see his time out. So because of dementia. So I'd say that Trump's likelihood of getting reelected is going to increase dramatically. Besides, in the United States, choosing a female running mate's the kiss of death, has been, for everybody.
Yeah.
And it's quite amazing because probably the most respected and popular female, I mean, leader in the world at the moment is a female, and I'm talking about Angela Merkel. And of course, we've got Ardern in New Zealand and quite a few other female leaders around the world. In fact, I quickly looked it up. There's something like 30 females, either heads of countries or heads of government, you know, within the country, not necessarily president and that. But it's been the kiss of death in the United States, Peter. I mean, the problem is the press. And I hate to lay it on the press, but they turn over every little stone about the young kids and, you know, like underage kids and teenagers and, you know, of the, and they just, they do to female running mates, the United States press, what they don't do to male candidates. So I have no idea why they do that. Man, they like to just cut them to pieces, Peter.
Yeah, which is a shame. Maybe maybe that lady has something to offer.
Yeah, well, of course, just looking at look at Angela Merkel. She's been, what, 15 years?
Yeah.
Chancellor of Germany. And I don't think there's too many people criticize her leadership and look at what she's done with the coronavirus in Germany. You know, I mean, she was the first European, major European country to get it under control.
That's right.
So, you know, it's it can be done, Peter. It can be done intelligently. This knee-jerk reaction, as I said, you know, you got the first wave, you bankrupt the country on the first wave, which is what we did in Australia. Now we got a second wave. Got nothing left to bankrupt, Peter. And that's what Victoria's fighting with now. They can't afford to lock down. They have no money, you know. So they're locking areas down. They're learning to live with it. But here's the rub, Peter. They never prepared for it.
No.
It's like, oh, gee, we beat it now. We don't have to worry about it. And that's the same in New South Wales. Yeah. They never prepared. 1.4 kilometers. I keep pounding it. 1.4 kilometer lineup to get yourself tested, Peter. Is that preparing for a new wave?
It's preparing for a lot of trouble.
Yeah, and I have no sympathy for Victoria. Like Australia, I mean, New South Wales bungled the rest folks, the old folks' homes, bungled, absolutely bungled the management, and basically spread the disease through the community through that bungling. And Victoria has done exactly the same thing. They didn't learn anything from observing New South Wales.
Mate, I heard a story that was a little upsetting, that one of those aged care homes were not permitting any visitors. People couldn't see their loved ones. Oh, brother, what a mess.
Well, it is. And they told one group that their father was doing well, and he died 2 days later. So, but here's the point, Peter. Yesterday or the day before, Victoria, in the worst couple of aged homes that have been hit, finally sent in the state to help.
Yeah.
Okay. What is wrong with them? You know, didn't they learn anything from observing New South Wales? And they probably don't read anything, Peter. They don't talk to each other. You know, I mean, New South Wales bungled it so badly, and you know, realize finally in the end that it's not an aged care facility. They're not even a hospital. It's not their problem.
Yeah.
It's the government's problem.
That's right.
And they finally sent the government in these aged care facilities in Victoria just 2 days ago. And they should have done it the very minute that the outbreak started to go. They should have had health officials at every single aged care facility in any of the areas that are, you know, vulnerable, and help them set up protocols, how they're going to deal with it, how they're going to do the staff, make sure they got the right protective equipment and clothes, and on and on and on, Peter. Like you know, a football team puts its gear on to go out and play the game, Peter. What's wrong with the government?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. There was one aged care facility, and I can't remember. I was just scrolling through the reports this morning, that denied the government access. Oh, come on, guys. What are they doing?
Oh, yeah, we're okay. We got them all locked up in a room in the back. Don't worry.
Yes, we all right. Yeah, right. What is the matter with these people? Do you know, there was two young girls who came in, and when they were moving furniture, their mother had been in our complex here, and she was going to a nursing home.
Yeah.
And I said to these two girls, they said, you know, Mum's going to a nursing home. Thank God for that. I said, are you serious?
Yeah.
With everything that's going on? She said, oh, we haven't got time to look after her. And I thought, they're your mother, for goodness sake.
Yeah, I know, and it's a temporary situation. You know, it's not like you're burdened until, she can't do anything. And there was one good thing out of this, Peter. The earth vibrations are down 50%.
That means I've got to do my milkshake better now, does it?
There's at least the earth vibrations, non-geological vibrations, human-caused vibrations. So the good old earth's having a rest, Peter.
Well, you don't blame the poor sod, gee whiz.
Yeah, there was some good news. Some very fortunate macaques in some trial vaccine tests, Peter, eliminated the coronavirus totally, and apparently they're still swinging through the trees. So that was a good development. This was from Yeah, NIH doing experimental vaccine work. It eliminated the virus. They gave these monkeys the virus and then gave them two injections, and it eliminated the virus in the upper and the lower part of the breathing respiratory system. So that's good. And then Russia started with a untested vaccine 2 weeks ago. We'll see what the fallout is there. They're probably giving it to all prison inmates somewhere.
Yeah, I'll stay away from that.
But and there's a couple of other similar type tests going on. One interesting article this morning published in the medical journals is they found that the sputum test is far more accurate and finds more cases than having that swab stuck through the back of your head up your nose, Peter.
Oh, I tell you what, I nearly jumped about 6 foot when they did that.
I know, but it's not as effective as just taking good old spit.
Well, I'll spit in the hand, right? I'll cop this.
So that should change shortly. A lot of people don't go and have a test because, they hear people talking about how, unless the operator knows what they're doing, it's an extremely painful situation.
Oh, it was only a few seconds. Are they sooks?
But they're testing children with the same thing. I've heard some horror cases about children screaming for, like, minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if a spit test is more accurate, Peter. What the hell you got to stick that up the nose for if a spit test is more accurate?
Maybe we should tell them exactly where to stick it.
Yeah. I don't know, Peter. So anyway, there was some good news.
I like good news.
Yeah, where did I put that article? Oh, here it is. Looking at... I need stuff that's good for the brain, Peter. But you'll be interested in this one. They've discovered, this came out of the University of Queensland, Peter, that stingless bees, which are the old honeybee, is very good for your health. The honey is very good for your health.
Mm.
And it's particularly good for people with diabetes. And the reason is, I'll just say, it's traditionally it's been thought that stingless bee honey was good for diabetes, and now we know why. Having a low GI means it takes longer for the sugar to be absorbed into the bloodstream. So there's not a spike in glucose, Peter, that you get from other sugars. So you've got to go out and honey, and of course you know that I take honey every morning, half a teaspoon, and we've recommended on the radio show here many, many times, Peter, for all the health benefits, particularly the natural germ-killing capability of honey, and also its other benefits. But this one apparently is better than all honeys for people with diabetes. So I think that's important. And unfortunately, these honeybees are under attack from not just farmers and using chemicals and things like that, but the killer bees. They're not in Australia like they are in North America. They moved from South America into North America, and they are destroying the native bee populations, particularly in the United States. It's a huge problem. They got eradication programs everywhere there to try and get rid of these killer bees.
Yeah, so you probably stand up there with a flag and say, take your sting and go back to where you came from.
Yeah. Well, I take honey, as we've talked about, not just for its, natural antibiotic capability. Of course, their honey, they have a compound in them that stops infection into the hives. But I take it because of allergies, Peter. If you're taking honey regularly, you're taking in antibodies from the pollen, and you can reduce your hay fever. It's been shown you can reduce your allergies, your sensitivity to grasses and to local plants, because you're taking in antibodies that help your own body fight off the effects of these pollens and pollutants. So that's the main reason I take it. And it works for me, I tell you, because I have really bad allergies in spring.
My housemate has an allergy problem. I'll suggest that to him today. Actually, we've got some honey out there.
Yeah, no, it's well proven. You can read it on the internet. Google it, Peter. You take honey in, and it helps you with your allergies. So that's the main reason I take it. So, but anyway, so that's it, Peter. And of course, organic wine helps, Peter.
Oh, I was about to get to that. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. By the way, that was lovely. That arrived.
Yeah, good, good. Yeah, no chemicals in the organic wine, Peter. So
no, I can get very pleasantly.
Yeah, it's chemicals that unfortunately are doing us in. There's another couple of big articles. I didn't print them because we've talked so many times about pollution and the effects in the air. Big article, they've done research, the people that were exposed to the World Trade Center, the pollution from the World Trade Center. They've got a shorter life expectancy than the average population. Oh, that's just through that dust and pollution. They're dying, Peter, before the average age says they should die. Mm. And that was a short-term pollution. And we did that show not too long ago, Peter, where we talked about monkeys that were exposed to, like, if you lived on a busy road, and within 4 hours, they could measure degeneration in their heart and respiratory system. Within 4 hours.
Heavens.
You know,
that's
so.
That's a worry.
It is a worry. And, you know, we're living and we're breathing that. Did you see the article about a week ago, Peter, that the world population is going to peak in about 50 years because the fertility rate is going down dramatically because of chemicals in the food and the pollution in the air, and we just will not be able to breed enough people to keep the population even static, Peter. It's going to start declining.
That's sad.
Well, we won't see it, Peter, but we've joked about it many times on the radio program here that we're not going to have to worry about global warming or anything because we're killing ourselves off anyway.
So I mean, some people will say, oh, well, that's an excuse for more Humpty Dumpty. Mate, we've got to get people to your website.
So cellarwines.com.au, Peter. Mix and match a 9-pack free delivery Australia wide, and you're going to get an excellent drop of organic wine.
All right, mate.
And we should say, Peter, we won many, many medals in open class and trophies for our wine. So we're not talking about something that's off the wall. We're talking about wines that stack up with the best of the non-organic wines, but don't come with all those chemicals and carcinogens and all the other things.
Which is lovely, mate. It's nice to catch up with you.
Yeah, great. We'll talk to you next week, Peter.
Sure will, mate. You take care.